Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Simon Harris has vowed to carry out a full review of the defective concrete block grant scheme within 6 months if his party gets back into government. The Creasla Community Regeneration Project is to receive over €13.5 million in funding from the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund and Donegal County Council. A Donegal business has been listed as one of the Environmental Protection Agency's national priority sites, and members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District have backed efforts to get the Buncrana Leisure Centre over the line. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Also coming up at around 5:15, Kenny Harkin will be at the sports desk. First off in news, though, the Social Democrats say the implementation of Sláintecare and the 2030 climate targets are among the deal breakers for the party entering a programme for government. It's also listed a senior ministry for disability, public childcare services and 50,000 affordable homes as its red lights for going into government. The Sóc Dems launched their general election campaign this morning. Leader Holly Cairns say they would do so to make a difference and not to make up the numbers.
I have heard the talk recently, but in the last few days, about, you know, and the current government parties kind of eyeing up their coalition partners and maybe favouring some over others. But I think that they know we would drive a hard bargain, and I'm glad that they do know that. They're absolutely right. We would take a different approach to them.
Well, as part of his general election campaign, the Taoiseach travelled to Donegal yesterday. He met with members of Raphoe Community Playgroup yesterday evening, who are campaigning for a new building as the current one is currently affected by defective concrete. Simon Harris has vowed to carry out a full review of the defective concrete block grant scheme within 6 months if his party is back in government. Speaking in Ballybuffet last night, the Taoiseach says he will take the concerns of defective block homeowners on board.
I know from being in Donegal, I know from talking to people in Donegal how important the issue of defective blocks is. I know how much burden has been placed on people, how worried people have been, how stressed people have been. I just met a playgroup this evening in Raphoe, and I want to be very clear to people. I'm proud of some of the progress we've made. I'm proud of the fact that we put a remediation scheme in place of over €2 billion to help people. But I also want to say this. We are going to, if we're lucky enough to be back in government, we will carry out a full and comprehensive review of that scheme to take on board the issues that people are mentioning. Because you've always got to be willing to listen in politics, listen to people. And when people are saying, if you could tweak this or fix that, it could make a very big difference for their family or for their community, we will respond. So if we are back in government after the election, a full comprehensive review of the scheme will be carried out and will be crucially completed within 6 months.
The Creasla Community Regeneration Project is to receive over €13.5 million in funding from the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund and Donegal County Council. The money will be used to ensure a vibrant, healthy, well-serviced, socially inclusive and sustainable community. Eamon Horsney reports.
The Creasla Community Regeneration Project has been awarded funding of over €12.1 million from the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund, with match funding of €1.3 million being provided by Donegal County Council. The €13.5 million project will deliver community infrastructure and facilities on an existing community site in the village centre, including a new central hub for community life. This project forms an integrated part of the village plan for the renewal and regeneration of the village, which was launched last March. A request for tenders has now been published for the procurement of design team services, with a closing date of the 16th of December 2024. Planning consent has been secured for the project, and the successful applicant will be appointed to develop the existing plans through detailed design and manage the construction stage of the development.
A Donegal business has been listed as one of the Environmental Protection Agency's national priority sites. The EPA has highlighted Arrivo Consumer Foods Limited's non-compliant discharges into water. The milk processing company has been on the national priority sites list previously. Mick Henry is a senior management in the EPA's industrial license enforcement team. He says dairy processors need to place particular concern on waste and effluent management.
Okay, today the EPA publishes its national priority site list for Q3 of 2024. And the National Priorities Cycle is a system of performance-based indicators that we rank each of our permitted or licensed industrial and waste sites. In other words, the poorest performers come to the top, and they are the ones that appear on the National Priority Sites list. There are seven sites on the Priority Sites list for Q3 of 24, and three of them are from the food and drink or dairy sector, and milk and milk effluent poses a significant risk to rivers and watercourses if it's not carefully managed. And we emphasise again that the dairy sector must prioritise its investment and putting in place environmental controls to prevent the discharge of polluting material. And that's a priority for the EPA in that sector.
The plan moving forward now to get these seven sites up to standard, is it hoped that that will be achieved in the next quarter, or is it a year-long plan?
Yeah, we will be continuing to work with the licensees or the sites that are on the priority sites list with a view to putting in place plans and programs to rectify any problems, any issues they have on their sites. And it's our hope that that will be in place and completed as soon as possible to allow progress in that area.
Members of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District have backed efforts to get Buncrana Leisure Centre over the line. Councillor Michael McBride proposed a review of capacity of the Aura Leisure Centre Letterkenny be carried out with a view towards seeking funding for an extension of the facility. However, with the Buncrana project shovel ready, Councillor Kieran Brogan believes Donegal County Council should prioritise efforts to secure funding for it. He says having a leisure centre in Inishowen will ultimately alleviate any capacity issues faced in Letterkenny.
I've been very much involved in the development of the regional sports complex in Salaghraine for well over 20 years, and I'm a director on that for a long time. And initially, when it was funded by Dr. James McDade back in the day, it has been a huge success, a really, very successful event. It was funded as a regional sports complex. However, I think at the moment, a lot of people are coming from the Inishowen Peninsula, and I think it's important now that we as a council do everything we can to try and explore and ensure that the development of the leisure centre in Buncrana moves on to the next stage. And I think if that happens, if the Inishowen people have their own leisure centre, then it'll take away some of the capacity coming to Letterkenny. So I think it's time maybe to put on the county jersey on this one and not be parochial. I think we're very happy with the success on the Aura, and it's going really well. And we just had a meeting last week, but it's important now that we do support the Buncrana project.
Because ultimately, that project is shovel-ready. There will be no delays. Yeah. Once the funding's there, it'll get off the ground.
Absolutely. There's a fair bit of work in putting together a business plan for leisure centres like that. I was very much involved back in the day with the Aura and the Town Council at the time, and we had to sell lands at the old leisure centre, and we had to take out loans and stuff and put a business plan together. There's an awful lot of work in making it happen at that time. It's hard to believe it's 2007. It was 23 million at that time. There's a huge cost involved, but the reward is well worth it. So I think it's important, as Donegal councillors, that we now support the development of Buncrana to allow them to, I suppose, grow to the same success.
Well, a public meeting to discuss funding for Buncrana Leisure Centre is taking place tonight. It's understood funding will now be sought under the Repowering Buncrana project. The meeting gets underway at 8 p.m. at Crana College. A Glenties area councillor says a planned social housing development in Ballymacool on the outskirts of Letterkenny will have ramifications for traffic, particularly in terms of people coming from West Donegal. It's anticipated that up to 165 houses will be built in total, 100 of them by the end of 2026. Councillor Dennis McGee says motorists coming into Letterkenny from the west already face lengthy delays, and if road improvements are not enacted before the houses are built, the situation will worsen.
I just hope that they don't miss this opportunity now, that we highlight it now, because as I say, coming from west of the county, Gidore, Fulcara, Dunlow, all that direction, it's very important, and we know loads of people from Gidore especially and Dunlow, Fulcara, that area, use that road all the time. And if we're going to be just sitting in traffic, it's not good enough. We've seen what they've done with the new so-called four-laneway thing, that there has been no thought put into that. So we need to make sure that we know what we're doing now going forward.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Council is being asked who's responsible for ensuring that Uisce Éireann upgrades are implemented to support the housing development. Uisce Éireann has confirmed that the plan to build the houses is feasible, subject to upgrades. A geophysical survey of Ballymacool site has commenced this week, with the council meeting Uisce Éireann next month. The council's also meeting with ESB Networks to discuss meeting power needs. However, Councillor Jerry McMonagall says the need for water upgrades requires immediate action, and there's no clarity on who's responsible for its progression.
For a number of years now, I've been asking at workshops and indeed meetings with Uisce Éireann the possibility of a new reservoir in the Kirkneedy area. Up in the hills there, we have Deal Lake up there already, and there's any way that could be utilised to allow and supply water down into South Letterkenny area, because that's what really is needed. We haven't got the supply. The demand for Letterkenny now, as it grows and grows, is getting bigger and bigger. And we certainly, and we see that there with the water outages there is in the new mills area, Manor Cunningham area.
Very ambitious figures being presented to council today. Very forward-looking, the council reckoning it'll be 141% of its housing for all targets by the end of 2026. That's all positive. But the point you are making and your colleagues are making is that in order for that to be effective, in order for that to be achieved, things like the Uisce Éireann upgrades must be nailed down and implemented as quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, Donald, that's what needs to be done. We can't put the cart, keep putting the cart before the horse. We need to get it all lined up. We need to get our ducks in a row. We need to have a water supply, a wastewater supply in place. And we also need, and we've just heard there today in relation to ESB, we need the ESB to be ensure that they have the capacity there to supply the electricity demand that's going to be needed with all these new houses. They're very welcome. Can't wait to see them there. There's an awful lot of people on the waiting list need these houses, but we can't build houses if we haven't got water or electricity.
The time's just gone 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will have all the latest sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and shares under the new Finn Harps ownership model went on sale this afternoon on the club website. Harps launched a new initiative last night in Ballybuffet with FAI CEO David Carell and League of Ireland director Mark Scanlon in attendance. Fans and members of the public can become a shareholder in the club and a member for a year for just €25. Here's Finn Harps commercial officer Aidan Campbell.
We said we want to get a look at a figure towards 6,000, and we know that's an ambitious figure, but initially we hope to get up into a couple of thousand. We've 600 shareholders already, so we're already partly there, and we have obviously a lot of people around the club as well who no doubt, you know, from players' families, etc., who will want to participate. So we're going to try and be ambitious. We're going to reach for the stars, and we think that fans of other clubs in the UK and in other places will see what we're trying to do, see we're trying to do something that's very beneficial for Donegal and the community, and will participate.
Will Darren Murphy be the Finn Harps manager next season? What do you know at this point in time? Are we closer to a decision?
We hope to have some news on Darren very quickly. Just one or two things to be ironed out, which is normal at this time of the year. He has to plan. He has to plan after a long season next year, and just know what resources are available. And you know, again, if people can help us out and come up buy those shares, so we can help Darren, you know, recruit for next year and put a competitive squad, so we can really reach for those playoffs next year.
In other news, there's been no falling out between Republic of Ireland international Caitlin Hayes and her club manager. That's according to Celtic boss Elena Saduku, who dismissed rumours of a row between the two. The 29-year-old didn't feature in last week's league win against Queen's Park, and there have been reports that she's been suspended by the club. Saduku says Hayes is available to play against Chelsea in the Women's Champions League tomorrow. Referee David Coates' alleged comments about former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp are being investigated by the Football Association. A video which is circulating online appears to show the official making highly derogatory remarks about the German and the Premier League club. Governing body, the Professional Game Match Officials Limited, announced that Coates had been suspended pending a full inquiry. The video has not yet been verified. Arsenal captain Martin Odegaard won't play for Norway in their upcoming Nations League matches as he aims to complete his injury rehab. The midfielder's missed most of the season with an ankle problem, but has featured in his club's last two matches. And Manchester City midfielder Rodri intends to return from injury before the end of the season. The Ballon d'Or winner says he's already started walking and feeling better following knee surgery. Speaking on a Spanish radio station, Rodri says he hopes to be back on the pitch in time for the Club World Cup in June. And the BBC has confirmed Gary Lineker will step down as the host of Match of the Day at the end of this season after 25 years of presenting the programme. They say the former England striker will be hugely missed on the show and that he'll continue to work with the broadcaster. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Gary Boyle has been appointed manager of the Donegal Under 20 footballers. The Naoimh Wirra clubman takes over from Sean Paul Barrett. He was confirmed as the new manager at Monday night's county committee meeting. It was also confirmed that Barry Ward is staying on as Donegal minor manager for another season. Last year, the Ballyshannon man guided Donegal to an Ulster semi-final in which they lost out to Armagh. And Michael McCann is sticking with the senior hurlers for another season. The Burt native guided the county to the Nicky Rackard title in June, and the county will play in the Christie Ring next season. Eddie Gaffey and Dahi Roberts, they'll be in charge of the under 20 and minor hurling teams for the 2025 season. In boxing, Matthew McCall is in action this evening at the National Elite Championships at the National Stadium. The Illies Golden Gloves light middleweight takes on last year's beaten finalist Eugene McKeever of Holy Family. The winner will meet Holy Trinity's John McConnell in the semi-finals. In golf, next year's DP World Tour schedule will see the return of the Austrian and Turkish Opens. The Nedbank Golf Challenge in South Africa is also back, with a minimum of 42 tournaments promised throughout 2025. This year's race to Dubai comes to an end this weekend, with Rory McIlroy best placed to finish as the season's best golfer. And the date has been confirmed for the 2025 Amgen Irish Open today. Next year's event at the K Club is scheduled for the week of September the 4th, a week before the prestigious BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. In snooker, the Champion of Champions event is back underway in Bolton. Mark Williams eased past Yuli Bai of China by 4 frames to 1 this afternoon. And the two most recent world champions, they square off later on, with Luca Brazel takes on Kieran Wilson. And finally, for this evening in darts, there's more Irish interest at the Grand Slam of Darts in Wolverhampton tonight. Meath native Keen Barry goes up against Dimitri Vandenberg, while Antrim's Josh Rock faces Stephen Bunting. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. A Donegal takeaway was shut down by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland last month. Inspectors found flies in a food preparation area on the premises and in a container of raw burgers. Padraig Wilson-McCarthy has more.
Tasty Mac's takeaway, Main Street Falcarra, was one of 12 food businesses shut down by the FSAI last month. Inspectors from the Food Safety Authority of Ireland found no evidence of a food safety management system at the premises. They say food was not protected against contamination due to dirty food equipment, a fly being found in a container of raw burgers, and flies also discovered in the food preparation area. A large build-up of dirt was noted in the kitchen also, while an excessive culmination of waste in the external waste storage area, inspectors say, posed a risk of attracting pests. The closure order was served on Sandip Singh, company secretary of Sarup Catering Limited, on October 16th. It was lifted again on October 22nd.
A local councillor is calling on the public to take the proper steps when an animal dies. This follows the discovery of a dead sheep in a forested area in Falcarra. Councillor Michael McClafferty says he understands that farmers are facing financial difficulties, but it's important that animal carcasses are not left out in the open. As the animal has been dumped on Kilger property, Donegal County Council cannot remove it. Councillor McClafferty hopes that removal will be carried out shortly.
It's an eyesore, unfortunately, for people walking in that forest in question as such. It's not nice for them coming across. It's great and hell of a smell. And also as well, don't know what these things, these smells carry for a long distance. It's encouraging other dogs as well in the area to draw, because regardless of whether we like it or not, dogs are attracted to smells. It's just creating a problem, and I don't want to see this going forward either, don't want to be quite honest with
and
you.
And because it's dumped in a forestry which is Quailshire property, that means the council cannot play any role in disposing of it. You've been on to Quailshire, you're hoping Quailshire will get this disposed of sooner rather than later.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping, Donald, has been on to them, and hope there's what will happen. And it's important to point that out as well. The council cannot go on to private ground to lift whatever it may be, rubbish, a sheep, a dead dog, etc. That's not their role. They're prohibited from doing that, so that's important to point out, because people assumed, contacted me, assumed that the council should be doing it. The council can't do it. It's not that they don't want to do it, they're prohibited from doing it because it's private ground. It's a Quailshire forestry, and that's the point going forward here on that. It's private ground regardless who owns it, but it's private ground. So we're in a bit of a catch 22 at the minute, Donal, unfortunately.
Investigations are underway into the theft of a BMW from a car park in Ballybuffet. The black BMW 520 with the registration number of 11D49529 was taken from the car park at Navaney Street sometime between 7:30 on Saturday evening last and 12:50 p.m. on Sunday. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who observed any suspicious activity in the area at that time or who may have witnessed the car being driven to come forward. Elsewhere, a car was stolen from Crawford Square in Mobile at around 11 p.m. on Wednesday night last. The silver Renault Fluence was a part of the registration 11DL17, was driven in the direction of Glenealy, where it was involved in a crash. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh says they're particularly interested in two men seen in the area.
Garda in Buncrana investigating the theft of a car that believed to occurred approximately 11 p.m. last Wednesday night, the 6th of November, at Crawford Square area of Mobile, Greg. The car in question, a silver Renault Fluence 11DL1794. That's a silver Renault Fluence 11DL1794. The stolen car was driven in the direction of Glenealy, where it was involved in a collision. It then left the scene immediately and travelled in the direction of Carndonagh. The stolen car had been damaged at the front because of the collision and was located on Saturday the 9th of November at 9:30 p.m. in the area of Ballynally, Mobile. So we're talking about a number of days here, from Wednesday to Saturday, where the car was stolen and located again in Mobile. So we know that it travelled to Glenealy, on to Carndonagh, and obviously back to Mobile again. So a big area and a big time involved. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed suspicious activity in around Mobile town on the night the car was stolen, Wednesday the 6th of November, to contact Gardaí. And again, if anybody was in the area of Crawford Square or within Mobile area town itself between 10 and 11:15 p.m, we're asking them if they have the dash cam to make it available to Gardaí. We are particularly interested in any sightings or dash cam footage of two males who are believed to have been in the area at the time the car was stolen. One of the males was wearing a grey hoodie and the other was wearing a black hoodie.
Having a look now to weather, tonight will be calm with patchy fog initially. Cloud will increase and it will be misty with patchy drizzle for much of the night. That's all with lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees. It will be coldest early on. To conclude this evening's news, as part of his general election campaign, the Taoiseach travelled to Donegal yesterday. He met with members of Rafoe Playgroup yesterday evening, who are campaigning for a new building as the current one is affected by defective concrete. Simon Harris has vowed to carry out a full review on the defective concrete block grant scheme within 6 months if his party is back in government. The Creasla Community Regeneration Project is to receive over €13.5 million in funding. The money will be used to ensure a vibrant, healthy, well-serviced, socially inclusive and sustainable community. A Donegal business has been listed as one of the Environmental Protection Agency's national priority sites. The EPA has highlighted Arrival Consumer Foods Limited's non-compliance discharges into water. The milk processing company has been on the national priority sites list before. And finally, members of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District have backed efforts to get the Buncrana Leisure Centre over the line. Councillor Mike McBride proposed a review of capacity at the Aura Leisure Centre Letterkenny to be carried out with a view towards seeking funding for an extension of the facility. However, with the Buncrana project shovel ready, Councillor Kieran Brogan believes Donegal County Council should prioritise efforts to secure funding for it. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. I'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. We'll be right back. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, November 12th. The death has occurred of Isabel Gillespie, Neil Lindsay, Hollow Road, Castlefin. The house and wake are strictly private to family only, please, at the request of the deceased. A service of thanksgiving will be held in St Anne's Church, Manellan, on Thursday at 2 p.m, followed by burial in the family plot in St Patrick's Church Graveyard, Dunamore. Everyone is welcome to attend the service of thanksgiving and committal. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Patrick's Church, Dunamore, and St Anne's Church, Manellan, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Suzanne Campbell, Nee Hagen, Myrtle Hall, 22 Yerney Road, Strabane, and formerly of Claddy, reposing at her home today from 8 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred in Dublin of Rose McBride, formerly of Mount Charles, County Donegal, reposing at Fannigan's Funeral Home, Lower Kimmage Road, Dublin, from 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow evening. Removal at 9 a.m. to Gallagher Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, on Thursday, reposing there from 6 to 8 p.m. and overnight in the family home. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, at 11 a.m. on Friday, and burial in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Thomas McGinley, 236 Lower Mount Marion, Milford. Remains are reposing at the resident of his Aunt Anne and Andy Burke, 1 Coolglass, Milford. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.